Dreamscape Lore presents Grip of Fury, written by Sam J. Fires. Read for you by GM Hakim, Tara Sands, and Andrea Ems.
Kimberly. Friday the 13th, February, 5:53 p.m. As Kimberly opened her eyes, the dimming light of dusk greeted her. But it wasn't the fading day that caught her attention first. It was the pain. A searing, white-hot agony radiated through her body, drawing a moan from her lips. Blinking away the disorientation, she forced herself into a sitting position, her body protesting the movement as she fixed her gaze on the windshield. Her eyes were drawn to a sizable crack across the full length of the window, which hadn't been there that morning. Snow was falling heavily outside, and she noted the way it had collected on her crushed hood, like a thick, crisp carpet. Kimberly rubbed her eyes and let out another groan. More pain as she glanced at the clock on her dashboard. Except the usual orange numbers were blank and none of the dials registered. Still, she reached for the key, switching the ignition to the off position. It struck her that the engine hadn't been running and the world was strangely quiet. She peered back out the windshield and could just make out another vehicle ahead of her. Probably the one that she'd hit. That was what had happened, right? Instinctively, her hand moved to her forehead. A gasp escaped her when her fingers brushed against a deep, raw gash. Pulling down the sun visor, she flipped open the mirror. In the darkness, she fumbled for her cell phone, using its dim glow to illuminate her face. Her head hurt as she took in her appearance. Honey blonde hair, freshly dyed to hide her gray, hung limp around her face, matted with blood. There were bruises forming around her temples, and the cut above her eyebrow was still leaking blood that trickled down her face. She reached into the passenger glove box for the napkins she kept there, wincing as she pressed one to her face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?